morning, Robbie.
Good morning, troops. What's happening in Scone?
Not much this morning. Last night we had a couple of glasses of red, beautiful feed, some good company. But this morning, pretty chilled. Looks good.
Why did you get some good company? You got away from Gerard and Laurie.
No, I was right beside him the whole night.
Hey, why is it scone and not scone?
One of the great questions of life.
Why is it potato?
Tomato.
Why is it tomato? Fair question.
It's a fair question. Yep. And it's a question that's just got everyone buzzing.
Doesn't it?
The listeners are just like, what a question. The question of the day.
North London was buzzing this morning, though, Robbie.
Oh, mate, great scenes from their magnificent new stadium. I mean, I tell you what, some of the infrastructure they have in England now, the EPL, obviously the most watched, best competition in the world. But the stadiums are just incredible. And Tottenham, it was Tottenham's turn. A lot of feeling. Obviously, this is the biggest. There's lots of London derbies, and I know that, having played for West Ham, but this is the one with the most feeling. And so much riding on this. It was quite simple. If Tottenham didn't beat Arsenal, there were no chance of claiming a Champions League spot. But when they did, Harry Kane, and if it's not Harry Kane, it's Son Heung-min, they got the goals to beat Arsenal 3-0, which brings them now within 1 point of Arsenal, who looked pretty good after four straight wins. But now, all of a sudden, 1 point separating them, fifth and fourth. I mean, this is millions and millions and millions of pounds, dollars, whatever you want to say. So that's what it means, making the Champions League or going off to the Europa League. So Spurs now with a game in hand. And Gerrard, Spurs play at home to Burnley. And I fancy them to win that. Arsenal got a very tricky trip away to Newcastle. There's only two games to go. I think Arsenal are going to slip up at Newcastle. And I think Tottenham will beat Burnley and they'll be in that fourth Champions League spot. So, yeah, you saw the look on Mikel Arteta's face, the Arsenal manager, at the end of the game. He knew what position that loss had put Tottenham in. Arsenal in, sorry.
The FA Cup final this weekend. Robbie, Liverpool up against Chelsea. I see Fabinho has a hamstring injury, but how do you expect it to play out?
Well, this is a replay, of course, of the League Cup final where Liverpool won on penalties. So you expect it to be tight. Liverpool have warmed up for this, of course, with a win over Aston Villa. And Chelsea this morning destroyed Norwich with Lukaku again on the score sheet. Look, I think Liverpool are on another level, Manchester City and Liverpool. And I think that will be proved again. And I think, Liverpool will win their second cup competition. They're obviously going to lose the title. I mean, Manchester City are just on fire. Last two games, 10 goals scored, one conceded. Kevin De Bruyne with one of the best performances of the entire season with four goals at Wolverhampton Wanderers. So the FA Cup final for me, Gerard, as I'm sure you will be thinking, will be a Liverpool win.
Let's hope so. Now, closer to home, and Sydney FC, their season much closer to Scone. Now, their season concluding and they're going to undertake a review, but what changes do you think should be undertaken at that club? Is it time to refresh the squad, perhaps?
Well, Joe, I obviously didn't read my Sunday Telegraph column 2 weeks ago where I said that the Hulk, and stop giggling, where the whole squad, I said in that column, which was quite comprehensive, needed to be rebuilt. They've got an ageing team, and some of these ageing players have had wonderful careers for Sydney. I mean, Sydney taking this season, which has been extremely difficult on all levels, Asian Champions League and the season, obviously they don't make the six. But, the 5 years, maybe even longer, they've been the most successful team by a country mile in this country.
So look, are you sacking the coach, Robbie?
You can't sack the coach.
Surely not.
Gerard, give him a slap.
Yeah. we had someone message in or call in the other day saying Corica's got to go. I mean, we're all like, what? He's had an amazing career.
Yeah, but this is. I don't know. Some people just like that. Okay, lose a couple of games.
Yeah, sack the coach.
Sack the coach. In this case, you know, poor season. It's been a poor season for Sydney. There's nothing wrong in saying that, but wow, you know, the five seasons before, what was it? 3 championships?
Yeah, exactly.
An FA Cup. I mean, that buys you another year at the very least.
And at Steve least, Coracle, I reckon.
Yeah, and Steve Coracle will be there, as he should be, rebuilding this side as he needs to. And, they need to get back to the drawing board. I mean, yeah, they had a lot of home games early on, and that's where their season fell apart. They had more home games than anyone else. The start of the season was disrupted by COVID, which has made it difficult for all the teams. They had 90 fixture changes during the season. And just on that, tomorrow I'm doing, I've done a one-on-one with Danny Townsend on the difficulties of this season, and that'll be in the Telegraph tomorrow, Saturday, and it's already out on Code, which is that the new app which is, follows the Telegraph. So it's a very interesting one-on-one. He's very honest and candid about the difficulties, not only of what the A-League has faced this season, which has been a failure, but also on what the hopes are and what changes next season when it kicks off. And he's got some big ideas moving forward and looking very positively at what they have and the deal they have done. So it's an interesting interview.
Robbie, we will leave it there. Thank you so much, and you go and enjoy your weekend.
Get on your troops, and we'll chat Monday. Have a good weekend.